Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Last week, Bangwele, besikhuluma ngendaba kaHabakkuk, lapha chapter 2, verse 3, sikhuluma itakili yethu at an appointed time. Leli lizwi lifundeka kanje selifunda namhlanje. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 lithi, for the revelation awaits for the appointed time. It speaks of the end, not to prove false. Thou it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and not delay. Siyalibonga izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Sikhulumile bangcwele ngokuthi leli vesi likhipha izinto eziningi ezisichallengeayo, likhipha izinto eziningi ezibonisa ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu. Uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngokuthi linda, manje lana uma sibheka bangcwele sithola ukuthi kunalama points ayi 3 ukuthi manje masiwathatha kuleli vesi lama points ayi 3. Number 1 elithi awaits for the appointed time, bese elesibini lithi certainly, thou it linger, wait for it. Then elesithathu lithi certainly it will come. Manje izinto esizithola la uNkulunkulu asikhulumile kuHabakkuk. But at the same time uHabakkuk naye wenza idecision anayo yokuthi whilst asalindile, ngoba bangcwele ukulinda kusintona elula, kodwa wenza idecision empilweni yakhe ukuthi whilst asalindile khona into naye kufanele ukuthi ayenze. And siyakhumbula ukuthi uHabakkuk into ayenza bangcwele esalindile, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi waqala wadumisa uNkulunkulu esalindile kanjalo. Ngani? Ngoba kufanele ukuthi simdumise uThixo uma sisabheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu alethe lokho akuthembisile kithi. We need to praise the Lord. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uHabakkuk wakhuluma bangcwele lawo mazi esalindile kanjalo. Wathi laphayana kuchapter 3 kuverse 17 wakhona lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu wathi, thou the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines. Thou the olive crops fail, and field produce no good, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Kusho ukuthi in the midst of the waiting, into ayenza wasitshela ukuthi ngizamdumisa uNkulunkulu. Yile nto esibizayo nathi ukuthi in the midst sisalindile kufanele ukuthi simdumise uNkulunkulu. Bangcwele siyababona nabanye bebelinda impendulo zabo njengabo lapha bekhulekela izinto ezithile, athi uNkulunkulu ngidumiseni. Lithi basadumisa abantu kube khona izinto ezenzakalayo, njengalapha kwincwadi zamaChronicle uHezekiya ezolwa nezimpi nabo Senekerib. UNkulunkulu wathi ngidumiseni, in the midst bedumisa kwaba khona izinto ezenzakalayo. Siyabona noPaul noSilas nabo besejele, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi dumisa uThixo as they are waiting besejele, and ijele Nkosi ilavuleka. Ngani? Ngoba bangcwele, in the midst of waiting kukhona into ekufanele siyenze. Asikwa ngani? Ngoba uma siloku sibheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyophendula kanje, sifuna aphendule kanje, yizinto ezenza ukuthi size silahlekelwe yinto uNkulunkulu esimlindele yona. Siyakhumbula bangcwele, manje nalilizwi yonke ukulinda kwethu kunesibusiso ngaphakathi. UNkulunkulu uyenza ukuthi whilst you are still waiting, there's a blessing that should come. Njengoba sibona lapha kumahubo 130 kuverse 5 and 6, lapha lithi, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and his word I hope. My soul waits more than watchmen waits for the morning. Manje uthi for my soul waits more than. Ngani? Ngoba the soul is the emotion bangcwele, the will and the mind and the emotion ezenza ukuthi uma usalindile kukhona the negative thoughts ezifikayo, kukhona i-discouragement efikayo, kukhona i-desperation efikayo. But we've got to be able to allow our emotions ukuthi athi align nezwi likaNkulunkulu. Njengoba vele izwi kaNkulunkulu kuma-Hebrews liyasho ukuthi when the word of God comes, it divides between the soul and the spirit. It divides between the body and the mind. Manje siyabona bangcwele ukuthi manje in the midst of waiting kufanele ukuthi esimlinde uNkulunkulu sitshele this soul ukuthi we are waiting for God. Manje sibheke another person athi if you are waiting on God, do what the waiters do, they serve. Do what the waiters do, they serve. Manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha uma silfunda bangcwele Isaiah 64 silfunda izwi likaNkulunkulu Isaiah 64 sifunda uverse 4 wakhona lithi leli lizwi uverse 4 wakhona since ancient times no one has ever heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Hebangcwele lithi leli lizwi since the ancient times no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. UNkulunkulu bangcwele kwizizukulwane nezizukulwane lithi uNkulunkulu khona into ayenzayo kulabo abantu abamlindele ngani ngoba balindele uThixo. Manje kuyenzeka ukuthi sifuna ukuzenzela into zethu kodwa lithi no ear has heard, no eyes have seen iNkulunkulu izinto azenzayo kulabo abamlindile ngoba bangcwele. In a waiting God, God is preparing us to be mature enough to whatever we're waiting for, we can be able to handle it. Manje kumahubo 27 verse 4. Little wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Siyamlinda uNkulunkulu bangcwele kungekho lula. And uma singamlindi, there are consequences esaze zivele ngokungamlindi uNkulunkulu. Siyabona namhlanje what is happening in the Middle East. Ngani ngoba uSarah could not wait for the Lord. Wabona ukuthi alethe uHagayi. Namhlanje kusafara izizukulwane ngezizukulwane ngenxa yomuntu ongakwazanga ukulinda ukuthi uNkulunkulu lesithembiso asenzile kuAbraham sizofinyelela. Manje siyabona bangcwele ezini likaNkulunkulu uma sifunda incwadi kaSamuel, First Samuel, chapter 10, lapha sifunda istory kaSamuel. Ukuthi naye bam-instructor ukuthi alinde. Manje sibheke ku-First Samuel chapter 10 kuverse 8. Siphinde sizobheka khona ku-First Samuel chapter 13 uverse 8 to 14. Sizomfunda and we'll see bangcwele ama-consequences abantu abangakwazi ukumlinda uNkulunkulu. Manje lana lithi leli lizwi ku-chapter 10 kuverse 8 wakhona. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I'll surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offering and a fellowship offering. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do. Bamtshela bangcwele ukuthi alinde for 7 days. Uzobuya uSamuel azomtshela ukuthi kufanele enzeni the next step esalindile. Manje ku-chapter 13 wakhona siyafunda ku-verse 8 to 14. Ukuthi kwenzakalani eseselapha eGilgal. Sisafunda from verse 8. Lithi, he waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. Yabona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Besalindile kanjalo. USamuel azange afike ngesikhathi. And abantu baqala, they started to scatter. Abantu bebeme naye. Kwakuyi-test yakhe leyo ukuthi manje leso sikhathi uzokwenza njani uma kungafikanga exactly that i-delay ibe khona ngoba endleleni i-delay ikhona ungasibeka isikhathi kodwa kube ne-delay but manje lithi izikaNkulunkulu mase kufika lo 7 days naba baqala baba-scattering and manje mabe-scattering liyachubeka lithi leli lizwi. It is so he said, bring me a burnt offering and a fellowship offering. And Saul offered up the burnt offering Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived and Saul went out to greet him. What have you done? Asked Samuel. Saul replied, when I saw that the men were scattering and that you did not come at a set time and that the Philistines were assembling at Mishmah, I thought, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor. So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering. Verse 13, we have acted foolishly, Samuel said. We have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command. Siyabona ke bangcwele ukuthi ama consequences enzeka ku Samuel ku Saul yokungalinda u Samuel kwathi ngeke ukuthathole the curse ukuthi manje nezizukulwane zakhe angeke zitake over. Uyabona manje uma u Samuel elwisa u Davide ulibele ukuthi kwase kushiwo ukuthi manje the generation yakhe won't continue ngobukhosi. UNkulunkulu sekezifunela umuntu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje. Promises are made to those who are patient. Siyathola ukuthi promise uNkulunkulu uyenzile laphayana uma sifunda ku Isaiah 30 verse 18 elithi, for the Lord is God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. UNkulunkulu is the God of justice, bangcwele. Babusisiwe abamlindayo. Sometimes we want a justice kwinto ethile. Yilokho kungafanelanga ukuthi uacte wena. But kufanele ukuthi ulinde uNkulunkulu. Kube yiyena because he's a just judge. Ozokulwela kulonto leyo. Impendulo le oyifunayo. Again, Psalm 37 verse 14. Lithi lapho, wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. Manje nango bangcwele. Lithi linda uThixo uNkulunkulu. Mlinde uzokuphakamisa. Seke kuphakamisile wena, you'll inherit the land. And again, uzobabona babi when they have been cut off. Manje abantu abamlindile uNkulunkulu abangaziphindiseli ngalutho, abalinde i-vengeance kaNkulunkulu. Manje again ku Psalm 40 siyafunda ukuthi every one of us bangcwele siyazi ukuthi we are waiting. Ku Genesis 49 ku verse 18 liyasitshela ukuthi there was a person who waits for the Lord's salvation kaNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba ulindele insindiso kaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje nalapha ku Zakha chapter 20 ku verse 22, there are those who wait for God to repay the evil that was done to them. Khona basalinde uThixo ukuthi Nkosi ububi abangenze wona ngicela wena ungiphendulele. Manje isikhathi bathandekayo it's revealing the truth empeleni. Ngani? Ngoba nencwadi kama Ephesians 5 verse 16 encourage believers to be wise how they make use of their times in these times of evil. Manje uSolomon bangcwele uyastate lapho uthi a fish are caught in a cruel net, birds are taken in a snare, and men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpected to them. Hence we need bazalana, the spirit eska Isaka ababenaso, the tribe of Isaka, ukuthi sazi ikhati ngoba kukhona ikhati esithile. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje God has made everything, asho uSolomon ukuthi God has made everything beautiful in his time. Manje, which is an appointed time. Manje, when it is your appointed time and my appointed time, let me say to you and me today, ukuthi uNkulunkulu will send destiny helpers endleleni yethu. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu azophendula lento ebese siyilindele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyakhumbula nestory sika Namani bangcwele lapha ku Second Kings ku chapter 5 ukuthi manje enelephere kanjalo naye wayelindile i-deliverance yakhe kule lephere anayo. Yabona nanamhlanje bangcwele kukhonile phere noma ingabonakali njengele yayikhathe idala but there's a leper into ekuphethe isifo esingakwazi ukuthi ungasideliver kanjani lento abalungu bathi ama chronic diseases but siyabona ukuthi ekubhekeni kwakhe ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga kukhona usizo uNkulunkulu angizosizakala ngalo ngifuna usizo engamazi uThixo but uNkulunkulu ngoba wambone elindile lithi kwaNkulunkulu wazethumela a destiny helper leya ntombazana eyamtshela ukuthi bheka la uma ungaye Israel kuba khona usizo ozolithola manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sikudinga ukulinda ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu kukhona izinto azenzayo ekulindeni kwethu siyakhumbula nalapha ku Luke chapter 19 sithola ukuthi ku verse 3 wakhona liyasitshela ukuthi uZakewu wayezwile ngoJesu wayefuna ukumbona uJesu and uthe makezwa ukuthi uJesu udlula ngalendlela lithi wagijima waphumela ngaphandle wathi lo namhlanje sifikile isikhathi ngoba kudala ngizwa ngaye ngifuna ukumbona just like the woman in the issue of blood owayine issue of blood bangcwele naye ngelinye lamalanga lapha ku Matthew chapter 9 verse 20 wayelindele ukuphiliswa sekehlulekile neyimali zakhe ukuthi zingamphilisa kodwa wazitshela ukuthi namhlanje the appointed time has come I am going to be healed if only I can touch the hem of his garment then I will be healed look at John 5 verse 5 to 9 bangcwele indaba ye eBethsaida le ndoda yahlala for 38 years ayayilinde ukuthi ipholiswe kodwa ingazi yongena kanjani but the appointed time yokuthi mase ifikile leso sikhathi uNkulunkulu asibekile uJesu Kristu wafika kuye siyabona ukuthi uma uJesu ekhuluma kuye uthi bengilinde abantu abazongifaka emanzini kusho ukuthi waye umuntu a person of dependency waye depende kwabanye abantu abazomfaka emanzini kodwa ngelinye lamalanga uNkulunkulu wenza into yokuthi kuba uJesu Kristu omfikelayo manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi there is an appointed time kaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ayibekile izinto okudala uzilindile they will come to pass just speak positive words and start thanking God ukuthi uNkulunkulu you are not a man to lie nor the son of man to repent lokho kuzokwenzakala hayi bangcwele kuyenzakala hayi uNkulunkulu uthembekile bazalwana sikhulumi into sikhuluma into esibonile esinobufakazi ngayo nawe I know wena olalele ziningi izinto nobufakazi ukuthi appointed time iyafika uNkulunkulu asivelele ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth amen
your daily spiritual nourishment Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.